Becoming Lacey by Sally Ann Castleton. First published 2025. Chapter 1, A Girl Inside. Travers sat on the edge of his bed, his knees pulled up to his chest, the dim blue glow of his nightlight casting shadows across his soft-featured face. His pajamas were clean, made from light cotton with pastel stars, and his nappy was already on, crinkling faintly when he shifted. He hadn't said much all evening, and Marion noticed. Again. She knocked gently, even though the door was open. "You okay, sweetheart?" she asked softly, stepping in. Travers shrugged, eyes fixed on the edge of his blanket.
"Yeah, I guess."
Marion sat beside him, carefully brushing back a strand of his fine brown hair from his cheek. He flinched only slightly.
"Bad day?"
He nodded.
"You want to talk about it?"
Travers hesitated, then whispered, "It's just the same. At school. I don't fit in. They all think I'm weird or something." Marion sighed and put an arm around his narrow shoulders. He leaned into her, resting his head against her side.
"I know it's hard, love," she murmured.
"But you're not weird. You're just sensitive."
"That's not a bad thing. They said I'm like a girl," he whispered.
Marion was quiet for a long moment. "Do you feel like a girl?" Travers was still.
I don't know. Maybe," he admitted. "Sometimes I wish I could just wear what I want.
Oh no, like pretty stuff, not boy stuff, not anything tight or sharp. I just hate it." She gently stroked his hair.
"That's okay."
He looked up at her, startled.
"It is.
Of course. Sweetheart, I love you, however you are. If you want to wear pretty things, soft things, I can help you. There's no rule that says you have to be a certain way."
"Not with me."
Travers blinked quickly, eyes watering. "Even if I want panties?" Marion smiled faintly.
"Especially then.
You've always liked soft things.
Even when you were little.
I remember you trying to wear my scarf like a dress when you were 3.
"I just wanted to feel safe," he said quietly.
"I know, and you still do. You don't have to pretend you don't. And there's nothing wrong with it." Travis's voice dropped to a whisper.
"Could we buy some?
Panties, I mean."
"Of course we can."
She kissed the top of his head.
"We'll go shopping tomorrow.
Just the two of us. Somewhere quiet." He nodded, wiping his cheek with his sleeve.
"And maybe, the bra.
If that's what you want, love." He hesitated, chewing his lip.
"Is it silly?
I'm a boy, sort of. I think. But I want to be treated like a girl. I want people to see me like that.
But I still want my nappies too."
"It's not silly at all," Marion said firmly.
"You're allowed to be complicated.
You're allowed to want comfort. And if part of you feels like a baby sometimes, or a girl, or both, then that's who you are." She paused.
"Do you want a girl's name?"
Travers was silent.
"I think so.
Want to sleep on it tonight and tell me in the morning?"
He nodded again. They sat like that for a long time in silence, his head tucked under her chin. The faint sound of the washing machine in the other room hummed like a lullaby. The next morning, Marion woke early.